Now listen to Zechariah answer, verse 18. And Zechariah said unto the angel of the Lord, whereby should I know this? What did the angel just finish telling him? He just told him, said, your wife Elizabeth going to do what? Have a son and bear a son and told him what the child's name was going to be. And the name shall be called John. And I looked, what else, verse 20, 18. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Lord, whereby should I know? And the angel, I can hear the angel saying, Dummy, I just told you. But listen to what he said. He didn't say it just like that, but that's what he said. I just told you. All right. Now watch this. Verse 18. Whereby shall I know? Angel of the Lord said unto him, Zechariah said unto him, unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man. Listen. My wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel that stands in the presence of God and am sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. See, this was one of those things that God said would be, and he was not going to let a man or some unbelief mess it up. Now you can mess up your own blessing, but. But when another person believed God, you can't stop there. And this was a promise, because he had prophesied it. And here is Zechariah had walked before God and prayed, but he was going to mess this up. And you could tell the way we were talking. The angel just told him, all he had to do is say, okay, yes, praise God, thank you. Because he said your prayer had been answered. Unbelief will mess you up. I'm going to say it again. Unbelief will mess you up. That's why you need to get in the Word. You need to meditate in this Word. You need to feed on this Word. You need to study it and then be a doer of it. Because God, what did 2 Peter says, 1:3? He has given us how much? That pertaineth to life and godliness. Unbelief is what keeping people out of it. Amen. And these words I shared with you last week, and Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 8, these words are faith-filled words. They are filled with the faith of God. What you mean? They're filled with the power that is able to bring to pass what's said. And you can put those words in your heart, in your mouth, and they will do exactly what God said. All right, let's look at the contrast to this. Move right along. Zechariah was struck dumb because he was about to mess this up. And God was not, he said, I can't do this. Angel said, I'm just going to have to shut you up till the child gets here, because it's going to happen. And you're not going to agree with what I'm saying. And that's the reason why people have stuff in their lives, because they won't agree with God. They saying what they feel, what they see, what somebody else said. Once you find out God said, you need to change, because he's right. Yeah. Amen. And then ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Sir, show me where I'm missing. Because sometimes there's some area we think we're right, and we just don't have it right yet. You know, you can say all the right thing, but not have it in the right place. So let's look at this. Verse 26, are you there? In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man named who was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin name was Mary. An angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and casting into her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found what? Favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bear a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Now the angel told her what his name is going to be. Amen. Verse 32. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man? All right. Now watch. The angel finna give her the answer. She asked a question, didn't she? And the angels answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who shall be called barren. And with God, nothing shall be impossible. Listen to Mary's answer. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Zechariah could have did the same thing. But he said, How shall I know this? The angel just told him, just like he told Mary. She recognized faith. God is right. She agreed. I'm telling you, in these days, God wants you to recognize unbelief versus faith. Faith will get you everything God has provided for you. Unbelief will keep you out of everything God has provided for you. Unbelief and doubt will rob you of what God has provided. And you do not have to suffer lack in life. None of us, if we have put God's word first. There's a learning process, there's a growing process. You're not going to receive everything at one time, but you'll grow into it, and your life will be filled with excitement, blessing, power as you walk with God. And you'll learn constantly. You'll continue to increase. You'll continue to learn. And you'll find this is an exciting life to live, because every day you find something new every morning. You find his mercies new. His plans he have for you is fresh and good. You don't have to try to hold on to yesterday's anointing. You don't have to try to hold on to yesterday's blessing. Amen. Because his blessings are constantly flowing. And what he wants you to understand, if you try to live this life and disagree with him, your life will be miserable. And call yourself a child of the king, your life will be miserable.